Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. I'm your host, and just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're diving into something a lot of people are thinking about: making that move from Raleigh down to the coast. Buddy, thanks for being here.
Hey, great to be here. Yeah, so this is something I see all the time. People in Raleigh who are curious about what life looks like down here in Wilmington. And honestly, it's not just a casual thing anymore. We're seeing a real pattern of folks from the Triangle area exploring a coastal move. And the question isn't really if anymore, it's more, how do I actually make this work? You know, the logistics, the costs, whether it makes sense for my family.
That's really interesting, because I feel like a lot of people romanticize the idea of moving to the beach, but they don't actually think through what that looks like in real terms. So let's start with the practical stuff. What does the cost of living actually look like when you compare Raleigh to Wilmington?
Right. So here's the thing that surprises a lot of people. It's not as dramatic a difference as you might think. Housing is definitely different. You're looking at a different market in Wilmington, especially if you're looking at waterfront or anything near downtown. But there's also this interesting dynamic right now where affordability pressure is hitting everywhere. What we're seeing is that new construction down here isn't necessarily more expensive than resale homes. And you've got builders competing on price in ways they weren't before. The real cost differences come down to where specifically you're looking. Carolina Beach versus Wilmington proper, versus somewhere like Surf City or Ocean Isle Beach. Those are totally different price points.
Oh, wow. So it's not just the coast costs more. It's actually about which part of the coast you're looking at. That makes sense. And then there's the whole commute thing, right? I mean, if you're moving from Raleigh, are you leaving a job behind, or are people actually commuting back?
That's the big reality check for a lot of folks. Most people aren't commuting back to Raleigh. That's not really practical. But what they are doing is either remote work or finding new opportunities down here. And that's actually changed the conversation, because Wilmington's job market is different from Raleigh's. It's not as tech heavy, but there's real growth in healthcare, education, film and television production, and of course, tourism and hospitality. So the move usually means a career pivot, or you're already set up for remote work. That's kind of the prerequisite for a lot of people I talk to.
Okay, so it's not just about picking a beach town and hoping it works out. You actually have to think about your income situation first. That makes total sense. So if someone's sitting in Raleigh right now and they're thinking, okay, maybe I want to explore this, what does that scouting trip actually look like? Like, how do you figure out if Wilmington is the right move?
So I actually recommend people do a really intentional two-day tour. And I mean intentional, not just walking around looking at pretty houses. You want to drive the neighborhoods you're considering at different times of day. You want to sit in traffic during rush hour if there is one. You want to go to the grocery store, grab coffee, understand what the daily rhythm actually feels like. And then you've got to get specific about neighborhoods. Wilmington proper is very different from Carolina Beach, which is different from Wrightsville Beach, which is different from the areas up toward Surf City and North Topsail Beach. Each one has its own vibe, its own price range, its own community feel. And honestly, the beach towns are experiencing some really concentrated buyer interest right now, especially around condos and homes in that mid-range. So inventory moves fast. You've got to know what you're looking for before you get here.
I love that you're saying it's not just about the weekend getaway feeling. It's about actually stress testing the move. And you mentioned all these different areas. For someone coming from Raleigh, what's the actual geography like? Like, are we talking 30 minutes between neighborhoods or what?
Good question. So Wilmington proper, downtown, the historic district, Airlie Gardens area, that's your urban core. Then you've got the beach communities. Carolina Beach is probably the most accessible from downtown, maybe 20, 25 minutes, depending on traffic. Wrightsville Beach is another 10 or 15 minutes north of that. Then if you're looking at the barrier islands further north, Surf City, North Topsail Beach, you're getting into 45 minutes to an hour from downtown Wilmington. Ocean Isle Beach is even further south. So there's real distance between these places, and the character changes completely. Downtown Wilmington is more walkable, more urban. The beach towns are more resort-oriented, seasonal, different pace. And then you've got the inland areas, Leland, Hampstead, which are growing and more affordable, but further from the beach. You've got to decide what lifestyle you actually want, because the geography determines a lot of that.
So it's not just moving to Wilmington. It's like, which version of Wilmington are you actually moving to? Huh, that's a whole different decision tree. Okay, so let's say someone's done the scouting trip. They figured out which area appeals to them. What's the actual decision checklist? Like, what are the non-negotiables people should be thinking through before they commit?
Okay, so here's my checklist. Number one, income and employment. Can you sustain your lifestyle here? Number two, housing costs and commute time. Have you actually priced the neighborhoods you want, and do you understand the daily logistics? Number three, and this is huge for coastal living, insurance and flood risk. Hurricane season is real, and insurance costs are real. We've actually got resources about hurricane readiness and planning that people should review before they move. Number four, community fit. Have you spent time here in different seasons? Do you know where you'll make friends? How you'll spend your time? And then number five, financial runway. Do you have enough savings to handle a transition period if you're changing jobs or need time to settle? And honestly, if you're a first-time home buyer or you're new to the area, there are specific services and guides down here that can walk you through the whole process. You're not doing this alone.
That's such a solid checklist, and I really appreciate you mentioning the insurance and hurricane stuff, because I think a lot of people don't want to think about that until it's too late. So for someone who's ready to move forward, they've done the scouting, they've got the checklist. What's the next step? How do they actually start making this real?
So the next step is really about getting connected to local resources and people who understand the market. You want to work with someone who knows Wilmington and the surrounding areas, Carolina Beach, the beach communities, all of it, not just a generic agent. You want to understand what's actually available in your price range right now. And you want to start building your network before you move. Are there communities you're interested in? Start following them. Join local Facebook groups. Understand what people actually say about living there. And then when you're ready to make a move, you've got resources, guides for first-time homebuyers, affordability planning, all of that, that can walk you through the process. The move from Raleigh to here is absolutely doable. It just takes intentionality and the right information.
Buddy, this has been really helpful. I think you've given people a real roadmap here. It's not just move to the beach. It's actually here's how you think about this move in a smart way. I really appreciate you breaking it down. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I love talking about this because I see people make this move successfully all the time. And it really does come down to doing your homework. So if you're in Raleigh and you're thinking about this, do the scouting trip, work through the checklist, and reach out. We're here to help make it real.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.